Let's go to our buddy, Brendan Elliott. Brendan, can you hear me?
Yeah, Brian. How are you, sir?
Very good. How are things with you and Little Linksters? And, you know, we were just talking about the PGA Cup matches and our colleagues over in England representing the entire association. And I will say that's something you have done very well, my friend. Thank you for all the great work you've done with junior golf. And give us a little Elliott update.
Well, Brian and Frank, I appreciate you guys having me on the show. The biggest news of late with Little Linksters was the call I got from President Levy a couple weeks back, telling me about being this year's 2017 PGA National Youth Player Development Award winner. That was something else to get that call from Paul, and all the hard work we put in the last couple of years, and really not giving up on what our mission is, and which is, you know, starting out with the real little kids and getting them introduced in the right way to the game. All the work's paid off.
How long has Little Linksters been in existence?
We started in 2008, in August of 2008, with just one small pilot program at a daycare that my daughter was attending. And it was just a trial thing. We just wanted to see if something like this could work, for one, because there was a lot of naysayers. And, you know, almost 10 years later, there's still a lot of naysayers. But it's really about just giving kids a really good, fun introduction. And it's not about creating championship golfers at this point. It's about just instilling that love of the game at an early age when they're influenced by a lot of other activities.
Brendan, hey, it's Frank. Just want to ask you, how about, like, as they're progressing along, have some of your kids gotten golf scholarships and played collegiately?
Well, it's funny. It's been 10 years now, and some of the older alum of the program are only 11, 12, 13 years old. So,
okay.
But a really good indicator of the reach that we've had through the various different programs that we have is this past U.S. Kids Championship at Pinehurst. I was going through the list of participants online, and there was over 80 kids that were participating at Pinehurst that we've influenced some way or another through our programs here in Central Florida, or through some of our contests, like our Best Pee Wee Swing contest.
It's fantastic. Yeah. And I will say that, Brendan, you've been one of the leaders in that category as far as motivating youth player development. You've done fantastic work. And we're excited. I think I'm speaking on behalf of the entire membership of the PGA of America with some of the initiatives that have been so successful, whether it's Drive, Chip, and Putt or the Junior League. Yeah. It's been a fantastic movement of late to really develop young talent. And, you know, as you said, it's not all about winning on the PGA Tour or even getting a scholarship. It's about what golf can bring to these kids in so many different ways. And the first tee talks about so many of those elements and how it really helps these kids with their personality and their social interactions. And it's just got to be fulfilling for you to see them graduate and continue on with the sport, even if it's not, you know, at a high level of play.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Brian. It's really about setting that good foundation. We do teach, you know, fundamentals and that, but it's more so about creating the love of the game first and foremost. And it's something that we need to do. I feel like a lot of golf pros do a good job for small time frames during their season with junior programs, but I think it's something we really need to take a more vested interest in, because, you know, from an economic standpoint at the club level, these are your future customers. Whether they continue to play golf at these young ages or they pick it back up later in life, they're going to be your future customers.
Yeah. Hey, Brendan, it's Frank. So I think that the one thing that's missing out there a lot of the times is we need people like you who are the mentors, because there are not a lot of mentors out there these days for kids. And like I said, you know, congrats on the award, and, you know, you're a great role model.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
And Brendan, before we let you go, where do people find out more about Little Linksters? I know we've got a lot of friends and listeners down in the Florida area, and just thought maybe you could share a website or a phone number.
They go to littlelinksters.com, or they can go to littlelinksters.org, which is actually our fundraising website since we are a nonprofit organization. So either of those websites can help people out, find out about what we do here in Central Florida and what our plans are for expansion outside of Florida eventually.
Fantastic. Brendan Elliott, Little Linksters, and the National PGA Award winner for Youth Player Development. A pleasure to have you on our show. Thank you so much for joining us on course.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Brendan.
All right.